Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Touch, tilt, look at, look through. This week I discovered something fascinating. One might think that training federal employees to detect counterfeit money would begin by examining bogus bills, but no. They begin with immersing themselves in deep study of legal currency. The approach is fourfold: touch it, tilt it, look at it, and look through it. With this technique, they come to know the uniqueness of the real thing. Touch it, feel the texture of the paper. Tilt it, examine the complexity of the embedded holograms. Look through it, find hidden print and one-of-a-kind images. Look at it, discover the subtle nuances of the print font and other features. This was especially intriguing to me because it is the method we use in preparing our children and teens for Bible Bowl. We read the material over and over again, at least 7 times. Next, we take the questions, which have been modified to have only the correct answers, and immerse ourselves in them. The theory is, as I explain to children and parents, if they so completely know the truth of God's Word, they will be able to quickly identify the wrong and be able to choose the correct answer. It works every time. God understood this study method long before man devised it. He instructed through Paul, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Some Christians have frighteningly gotten their study habits backward. They immerse themselves in religious books, audios, or videos of denominational origin, with little time devoted to God's Word. It is urgent that they return to the Bible. Plunge into His book. Touch it, tilt it, look at it, and look through it, so to speak. Learn to rightly divide the Word of truth. Each of us should thoroughly acquaint ourselves with the simplicity as well as the complexity of Scripture, so we will be able to identify counterfeit religion and bogus ideology. Today's verse: the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Psalm 119, 160. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Psalm 119, 97.